Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood washed away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location once again where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's about being transparent, brutally honest, and biblically sound in offering both hope and help for men. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. That's what this thing is all about. We want to be able to let men know out there, let you know that you are not alone in this walk with Christ, that there are men just like you who have felt like you and been through the same things that you're going through or have been through, but that you have that hope. That hope is being reestablished in a certain sense or being confirmed with you, that hope is in Jesus Christ, that relationship with Him. And that's what this whole thing is all about. So that's what we do. Today we have a topic. We're going to be talking about how the Holy Spirit, how does He speak to us? And does He? Is it really Him that we're hearing from? Or is it, you know, what could it be? So in the studio with me today is Metz. I got Metz with me. Good to have you, bro.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Can you, let me check with my producer, because maybe it's just my phones. Can you, go ahead. Give me are you married? Are you single?
I am married. Been married to a beautiful woman, smart, intelligent lady named Trista for about 3 years.
All right. And you've been part of Band of Brothers for a while, haven't you?
Yes, several years.
Yes. So anyway, so you're not new to hanging out with guys and realizing that you're not alone in these challenges, right?
Oh, we're never alone.
Yes.
We like to think we are, but we're not.
All right. Well, I know you've got a day job, and you stay pretty busy with that and along with everything else. But I'm glad that you're here and to be able to share this opportunity with the men out there, let them know about certain things that are going on. So let's just kick right into it. So I had actually said, hey, what topic is kind of on your heart that you want to go with that you feel that you maybe you've had some experiences of learning things from it and everything, and something that's instrumental. And, of course, all things in this walk with Christ is instrumental, right? And so if you want, one of the things here is that how did you come up with this topic about the Holy Spirit?
You know, I spent some time in prayer and just thinking about the walk that I'm going through right now. And the power of the Holy Spirit is just something that's always tugged at me, you know, always felt it. And just to listen up to that calling for our lives has been just a subject that I've been really pressing into lately. So
yeah.
I thought it's the perfect time to talk about it and share my story about it.
Yeah. So one of the things that a lot of guys, at least I'll speak for myself, first coming and accepting Jesus as my Savior and then eventually my Lord, because it was almost a two-part for me. I wanted a Savior. I needed somebody to get me out of where I was at, pull me out of the muck and mire, right? And stuck me on the rock, you know? And really what it came down to is now people were talking about, now that you have the Holy Spirit that lives within you, okay? Especially after I understood what I was doing and I wanted Him to be the manager of my life, not just a Savior, but the manager of my life, the Lord of my life. And as a result of that, many said, hey, you received the Holy Spirit who lives within you, and now you have that opportunity to communicate with Him. You know, that was really weird for me at that time. I sat there and I go, okay, so how do I do that? I'm saying that to myself. I wasn't courageous enough to ask somebody, what does that mean, right?
Yeah. Well, you have to understand what you're getting yourself into, you know, the Trinity with the Godhead and accepting Jesus and then getting that Holy Spirit and understanding that he is your refuge and your guide through right. this life right. and understanding that the closer we get with Jesus, the Holy Spirit's just going to be able to, you know, sanctify us in our walk with the Lord. So it's a beautiful concept just knowing that we have a helpmate through life, and that is what the Holy Spirit is for us.
Amen. That's a good way of being able to look at it, you know, because not everybody is married, right? So you're not going to have necessarily that helpmate, but that helpmate, this one here, doesn't go away. Our spouses may go away. Jesus may call them home, or situations, things are go sideways for whatever reason. But the true helpmate is that
the
Holy Spirit.
Yep.
And that's what he says in the book of John, that, hey, when I leave, I am going to send you the counselor. I'm yep. going to send you someone who's going to help you and be with you. And that's when, after his resurrection, of course, and going up to heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father, that all of a sudden now we have the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And as a result of that, we end up being blessed with that. It's kind of like all of a sudden you get your cell phone. Now I can really talk to my
yeah,
friends,
absolutely.
Right? Right? And now that you've got that with you, you have that opportunity of being able to do that sort of thing. So this is really a pretty important part of our sanctification or our walk with Christ, is being able to communicate with him. Because that's really who the Holy Spirit is, right?
Oh, absolutely. Just to know that the Lord gave you this helpmate and to understand that he is your way to talk to Jesus, mm-hmm. you know, or be part of that, and to basically give you the help you need mm-hmm. and the tap on the shoulder when you're going through hard times
yeah.
or just asking, why am I here? You know, the yeah. Holy Spirit is the one that's going to really let you know mm-hmm. that you should be following the way of the Lord,
yes.
you know. So
yeah.
It's just an amazing thing to have and to get just get the feeling of the love and the kindness and all that, like the Beatitudes, that the Holy Spirit's going to let you know, and to basically let you know that you got to quit living the way you want to live in the flesh.
Yes, yes. Well, the good thing is that knowing that we have him there, it's almost, in some cases, just a reminder of how we should be living.
Yep.
Because
absolutely.
If we actually know that Jesus, his Spirit lives within us, okay, which he is part of the triune,
yeah.
right, the Trinity itself, okay, that he lives within us, it convicts us in areas where that we fall into. We're going to be tempted. The Bible says that you will have temptation. You're going to have trouble in this world,
yeah.
okay? That's not just because you've accepted me. If anything, it's now increased, it seems like,
yeah.
right, especially after receiving. And in doing so, then you end up actually realizing that, oh, man, these temptations seem to be greater and greater. And then when you start to ponder the sin a little bit longer,
yeah.
you know, in the temptation, because the desire is still there. The flesh is always desiring to do that,
yeah.
right? And in doing so, when that happens, all of a sudden now you realize that when you start to do that, you start to feel a little fidgety in a sense, right? You start sensing something inside. You feel a little uncomfortable. Maybe you're, you know, who knows? A lot of guys react a lot of different ways. And I believe that is just a way that the Holy Spirit reminds us, hey, I'm here. I'm here. Don't
yeah.
be looking at the sin. Don't try to bring darkness into the light here that is in you, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I can only imagine what that, well, I know from being in the sin, okay, and doing that and falling into it and desiring it and intentionally going, yes, I'm going to just, you know, and then feeling guilt and shame, remorse, all sorts of things that are all negative as a result of it. And then when the sin is done, right, realizing, oh, no, you know, I just really messed up, you know. And like for me, being a recovering alcoholic, okay, when I was going through 12-step process, I was at that point. I see guys who would actually end up drinking again, and they would end up actually almost giving up because they stumbled and fallen, and they just said, oh, I just can't do this. So, yeah. And then they quit, and they continue drinking or doing whatever. By the grace of God, I never got to that place of giving up. By the grace of God, I didn't have another drink from the time that I said, Lord, I just want to be done with this.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so in either case, this relationship with the Holy Spirit is something that can actually be so beneficial for us, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, God wants us not to lean on our own understanding, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he placed the Holy Spirit in there for that reason, to let go of yourself and just to listen to me. You know, the Holy Spirit will tell you, you know, as long as you're searching out a relationship with the Lord, the Holy Spirit will get stronger and stronger in you, you know.
Yes, yes. So. Well, in seeking the Lord, that's part of what he says. You know, the greatest commandment when he told everybody, he said, seek me with everything that you have, your heart, soul, mind, and strength, everything that you have. Then, of course, he said the second commandment was, of course, love others as more than you love yourself, okay,
yeah.
Or as you love yourself. Think of them more highly than yourself. And but everywhere there, it's not about me. It's not about me.
No.
It's about seeking God and helping others. And in doing that, then all of a sudden, guess what? I actually will end up probably find myself doing God's will, what that is. But when I seek him, he's going to reveal who he is to me. Let's take a break, and we're going to come back. Let's talk about certain things about what the what that looks like when the time that we take to seek the Holy Spirit. Is this something we need to start lighting candles and everything and wait for a special time of day and then have certain kind of music in the background and all that sort of thing? We'll find out. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio. We'll be right back.
Please help us in our effort to encourage and strengthen men across America and around the globe. Make a tax-deductible donation online at faithplace.org. Just click on the About Us page.
Looking for another option for your internet service? Need a more reliable, high-speed internet? StarTouch is the premier provider of wireless broadband to businesses, government entities, schools, and residential customers in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the talk show ministry you're listening to right now uses StarTouch as our internet provider. Experience the StarTouch difference. Get a free quote by visiting StarTouch.com.
I don't know about your body, but my body loves protein. That's right. And when I think about delicious protein, I think about Hempler's pepper bacon, Hempler's hams, Hempler's bun buster hot dogs, Hempler's chorizo, Hempler's chicken sausage. It's all so delicious, and I don't have to worry about extra fillers. The entire Hempler collection of smoked meats is completely free of allergens, gluten, and MSG, and is made with care from their family to yours, using the Hempler family tradition of slowly curing, cooking, and smoking their meat naturally over hardwoods. To learn where you can purchase your own Hempler's meat, visit Hempler's.com.
You wrote your name upon my heart. You knew me long before my life began. You still have a plan. And when I'm starting to forget, Jesus, you tell me who.
Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio. My name is Raul, and I've got Metz in the studio with me today. And, you know, I tell you, one of the things I think is so challenging is that so often, especially when we know that we have an opportunity to be able to communicate with the Holy Spirit, that we actually end up thinking that I'm going to hear an audible voice, that I'm going to hear God speaking to me, and it's going to sound like, hello, you know,
yeah.
Or whatever it is, right? I can't do that very good at all anyway. So, but mine has never been in an audible sense, And I haven't heard too many people thought it was audible. It comes more as a prompting on the heart, especially when I'm actually seeking him. And there are a few ways of being able to connect and hear from the Holy Spirit. And your experiences, have you got a few experiences with
I think the key thing for most people to do is most people have a hard time being quiet and just listening, you know. That's the key for me. Yes. You do really, like, I think the best example for me is when I'm driving. Most people got the radio on, you know, they're listening to all sorts of stuff. For me, I turn that thing off, you know, and I just try to say, Lord, I'm going to strip everything I'm thinking about, and I just want you to talk to me right now. So listen, silence, and he will say something to you. I know for me, he talks to me, and it's a beautiful thing. And so in Psalms 46, 4, he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth.
Yeah, and that's so important, that be still.
Be still.
And know that I am God. That's hard for us to do sometimes, especially we're so busy.
We
got so many things
lives,
that we've got to get going. And, we're in a society, brother, and you know this, that we get instant gratification. I mean, who cannot... I have so many guys now that don't have a Bible. They don't carry a Bible to church or to the ministry. They have their app, right? And not only their app with their Bible that they can get to it real quick, but they can Google and ask the question. And Google will give you options, and you sit there and go, what is that? It could be anything that you get. No, yeah, you can actually look and see which ones, what websites they come from, the answers and everything. So we're so used to getting instant messages back, right? We text, messenger, we do all Facebook, so many other things to be able to get a reaction from other people or to communicate with them. And we almost want that quick reply from the Holy Spirit too, don't we?
Yeah, it almost makes it impossible to sit still and to listen and to, be ready for what he says he says for you.
Yeah.
You know, people want, like you said, it's instant. They can get everything instantly, you know, and that's not the way God works.
Yes.
That's not the way the Holy Spirit works.
Yes.
It's all the Holy Spirit's timing and God's timing in your life.
Yes.
You know, so if you're constantly thinking it's going to go one way and that's the way it's got to be, God's probably got a different plan for you. So he's willing to say, hey, pump your brakes and wait on my timing.
And how, I mean, you're so right on there, because we actually, and that's back to, now I don't know about anybody else, but I'm a controller at heart, okay? I like to be able to put things in, manage them in a certain way that I know how it's going to get. I've got a goal, an end goal, and I know how I can get there, okay? And so I'm a controller at that sort of thing. When I'm with God, I've got to remember, I try to be less of that, not just with God, in all of my life. He's trying to say, hey, Raul, you're not in control of anything. You only think you are, you know. Yes, you can go build your little anthill over here and make some driveways and stuff like that with your fingers and stuff, but that's not what life is about. And yet, I sit there and I just know this, is that the more time that I spend with him and realize that I need to trust in him even more. You know, if I had if you had a problem, you bought a brand new vehicle, right? And all of a sudden, something's wrong with that vehicle the third day that you had it, right? Are you going to try to fix it yourself?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah,
I'm going to let the specialist take care of that.
Yeah, you're going to take it back to the manufacturer where you got it, right?
Absolutely.
You can say, hey, you guys, what's up with this?
Yeah.
You know, and that's really what we need to do. In situations in our life, we've got to remember we became a new creation in Christ at that time that we accepted him. So each and every day we're being renewed, as the Bible reminds us. And in that time, any time that there's a challenge with this physical body, whether it's emotionally or spiritually or even physically, I can take it to the Lord, okay? He's the manufacturer.
Yeah.
You know?
He's the creator. He's the one we're supposed to rely on. That's right. You know? We're not supposed to be relying on what we see in the media, television, anything. We're supposed to be relying on the book he gave us, the Lord, and the path that he wants us to walk. So,
So when it comes to the Holy Spirit speaking to it, now we mentioned here about being still, okay? Part of that is prayer, of being still. It's pretty difficult. I don't think he wants necessarily our minds to be empty. We don't want to try to empty our minds. That's I've heard that before, but I've never attempted it. I don't think I could. But the things that can, that's where this Psalm 46:10 comes in, of talking about be still and know that I am God. And using that over and over again, and reminding myself of just thinking about God as I'm trying to, you know, in my time of prayer, I can ask him, say, what is it that you want me to receive from this? This is coming into my life. This is going on. How do you want me to take care of this? I really have no idea. And see, even talking to him like I just talking to you,
Yeah. That's
what he wants. He wants us to just communicate, right?
Yeah, he wants that relationship. He wants you to be, it's your best friend all the time.
Yes.
Like most people think, I'll rely on him when I need him. But no, he wants you to be in constant prayer all day with him.
Yes.
You know, it's a second-by-second decision that you make. You know, the guy that cuts me off, I need to,
Yep. Well,
we got one. Oh, hey, wish him a good day, you know?
Yes.
You know,
Yes. And
don't get upset, you know? So it's not just a once a day kind of thing, go to the Lord. No, it's spending time with him all day to basically humble yourself in your worldly ways to make your life a walk with the Lord, you know? So, for my life, it's having patience, you know? This world is so busy, and I know I'm one to keep up right with that. You know, I'm go, 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 go. And God just says, you know what? You got to be patient in your life, you know? And his little lessons that he's teaching me is, you know, and it's a maturity thing too.
Yes.
I'm starting to learn that, you know?
Yes.
And we were talking about timing earlier. I got an example. I was the Holy Spirit basically told me, I used to see this guy walking around town all the time, smiling, right? And the Holy Spirit said, Joel, you need to talk to this guy. And I'm like, maybe tomorrow, right?
Ooh.
And then finally said, Joel, you need to talk to this kid. And I'm like, okay, fine, Lord, I'll talk with him. And the strangest thing, the next day I'm working out at the gym, who's there? This guy. Right.
Hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay, it's a sign. So, of course, I go introduce myself, and I invite him to my men's group. And it's a 6:30 a.m. men's group, right? And this, I'm like, there's no way this guy's going to show up. And he did the next day.
Wow.
Right? He showed up. And God just put it on my heart and said, hey, this is a kid that you need to mentor in your life.
Hmm.
You know? And I'm like, all right, Lord, let's see if it happens. Mm-hmm. And I spent the first month, we met up every week and that kind of stuff. And the Holy Spirit was burning so intense in me. He's like, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do, you know? And then myself took over. And I was like, I'm going to do this. I need to do this. And I try to roadmap this whole kid's life, right? And meanwhile, the Holy Spirit's like, Joel, you got to be patient. It's my timing. You can't do everything in one night. So in a span of like 6 months, he just roadmapped everything for me,
yes.
You know, took all my fear and anxiety, all the things that I could be doing and helping out. And the Lord just blessed my life and blessed his. And it's just been a blessing ever since. So,
well, you know, that's a good point, too, is that in this situation where we're asked, we feel prompted by the Holy Spirit to take an action.
Yep.
And especially in a relationship that's a new relationship, in a sense, you're sitting there going, I don't know if I don't need somebody else in my life right now. I don't need another friend. I'm not looking for anything. Yet you feel the prompting. Now, my hat's off, man, that you were obedient to that, and you did that. And then he opened the door. He showed, here he was at the gym.
Yep.
You know, and yes, and I believe we get those type of experiences. And when we share those with other guys, like you just shared now, it really helps to give guys hope that if they're really seeking God and they're asking, He says, you seek me with all your heart, you will find me.
Yep.
And then as a result of that, that means he's going to reply. That means that you found me, and here, I'm going to send you back a note, or I'm going to, you know, through my word, or I'm going to send you a little prompting here so that you know that it's me. And yes, this is just follow this anyway. So that ends up, I think so often we look at our lives and we sit there and we just go, okay, this is this is really important for me to stay sensitive and attuned. So I think there's a couple ways that the Holy Spirit speaks to us, and we kind of mentioned it a little bit here already, and that's in prayer, when we actually designate some time aside. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to set a whole bunch of time aside. You know, you can pray. You get up to you're driving down the road, and you get a red light, and you have time to actually think about it, in a sense. Turn down the music. Maybe it's not necessary to do that sort of thing. For me, it is. Sometimes too many distractions, I can't focus. But I can turn down the music, nobody else in the truck with me, and I can just talk. People don't know if I'm talking to somebody on a Bluetooth or if I'm talking to the Lord out loud. I'm talking to the Lord out loud, but they may see it a different way. My point being is that those little opportunities like that, those are sometimes little gold mines.
Yeah.
Okay? Of being able to say, Lord, you know, help me. Should I actually, or in this situation I'm going to, can you comfort me? Can you give me some wisdom and discernment and most importantly, your perfect timing on all these things, okay?
I think it's key that you got to make it a priority in your life, right?
Yep.
God only wants your attention, you know? He wants you to focus on him. And I think that's where we get right. We're running, doing everything else, but we don't put that as a priority in our life, right? Mm-hmm. And he calls us to pray. You know, mm-hmm. that's how you get close to me, mm-hmm. how you understand me. So making it a priority of your life, getting up every morning before you start your day, like you said, even a 5 minute, just spend some time with the Lord.
Yes.
Get into prayer, you know,
right.
pray for others, pray for others in your family, you know, short prayers and just ask for his guidance through the day. So
it
can happen at any moment. It can be in the car, like you said, at a red light. It could be at work if someone's giving you trouble. Just start doing it. I think that's the key, is make it a priority in your life. Understand that it's gonna help you out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And again, I made a little remark earlier saying how we have to set it up, maybe light candles and certain music and turn down the lights in a quiet room. And, you know, there may be times for that where there is time that you can do that sort of thing and it's okay. But on a regular basis, on a regular day, you probably don't have the time or the means to do that sort of thing, you know, which would be kind of cool if that's something your heart says that you want to do. But you can actually communicate with him at any given day, moment throughout the day, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't matter where you're at, what you're doing.
Plus, candles are so expensive these days. So,
don't make me
laugh.
I wonder if they make like a
heavenly scent.
Oh, gosh. Well, they... Who's going to tell us what that is?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I guess you can make one up and the people say, oh, wow, here it is.
Yeah.
Anyway. So
top seller there.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, let's do this. Let's take our final break here. Let's come back and let's talk about, again, we talked about prayer as one way of being able to receive it. Let's talk about another way of being able to hear or receive what God, the Holy Spirit, has to say to us. What that venue looks like. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
No sugarcoating here. It's real talk about real issues for real men. Band of Brothers Radio.
When you need a lasting remembrance of a loved one, you can spend thousands of dollars on an engraved monument, benchmarker, keepsake urn, or flag case. Or you could get the exact same engraved monument at a far lower cost from Cascade Monuments. Right now, explore even bigger savings during Cascade Monuments' anniversary event. Cascade Monuments ships throughout the United States and Canada. Shop online at cascademonuments.com.
Forgiven, forgiven. You love me even when I don't deserve.
welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio, and Metz and Raul in the studio. Okay, talking about the Holy Spirit, you mentioned about one of the ways that we can communicate and receive from Him is through prayer, okay? I believe another way that is important for us to be mindful of is something that everyone has said to you from the time you became a follower of Christ. Get in the Word of God.
Yeah.
It's in His Word is when He will actually start to speak to you almost directly. You know, it's such a misconceived thought that the Bible was meant for us to be able to read, but it's the stuff that is in there is actually for somebody else, right? It's for Raul to be able to get so he can give that to us later or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
But the Word of God is there for you, okay? It was brought together so that this is our instruction manual, okay? And yes, all of it is important, the Old Testament and the New Testament, all 66 books, they all talk about, they all point toward Jesus, plain and simple. And so getting into the Word of God, when you hear about a men's Bible study or you get into it individually, you ask the Holy Spirit before you start reading, before you get going, you acknowledge His presence. And now all of a sudden you're locked and ready to receive, okay? And I tell you what, it's amazing the things that take place as a result of reading that Bible.
That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Yep.
You know, like you said, it's not the preacher's job to enlighten us on everything. He says, open the book yourself and find out for yourself, right?
Yep.
And that's another reason we're supposed to open it, is to make sure people that are telling us that it's the right thing. So, and the only way to do that is to actually do it yourself. So get into the Word, you know. The Holy Spirit's help you there to find the wisdom and tell you the truth in there. I know a lot of people have a hard time reading the Bible, but that's why the Holy Spirit's here. The Holy Spirit, you just ask for that wisdom, Lord. Enlighten me in this and teach me, and He will teach you.
Well, you know, it's so often that we sit there sometimes and sometimes I think that, once again, in our lives, the enemy has got us to where in this life, we desire comfort. We want the easier, softer way. Yes, I'll follow Jesus if I don't have to do this. Yes, I'll follow Jesus, but I'm only going to do this every now and then. Yes, I'll follow Jesus when I'm really just, I've got nothing else to do.
Yeah, it's you know, on my terms.
Yes.
You know, it's always on my terms.
Yes. And I think if we go back to the time when we actually sought Him out, when we desired that all of a sudden our life was falling apart, it seemed like everything was in shreds, and seemed like there was nothing, no hope at all in my life, and it seems like there was nothing to live for, then all of a sudden Jesus showed up, and I made a commitment. I submitted myself at that time. Now, so often, in the book of Revelation, Revelation 4, Jesus talks about in there that you have forgot your first love, okay? That he was talking to one of the churches. I think it was the church of Ephesus, as a matter of fact. He says, you have forgotten your first love. That's what the problem is, okay? Yeah. And the first love, of course, is Christ. And so when I read that in Revelation, he's saying to me, if you're having challenges, things are going on, things are falling apart, and you have forgotten your first love, you don't even come to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? But now, if I can remember that, you know, when I talk with guys when they're having marriage challenges and stuff, one of the things I always try to come back or give them an opportunity to be able to remind me is, what was it like when you were dating,
yeah,
when you were pursuing her, when you're trying to win her over, do you remember how you felt at that point?
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden now I get them to talk about that sort of thing. And then now their mindset is kind of like remembering. Okay, so now they can maybe start to realize that's where they need to be all the time.
Yeah, it's that focus, right? When you have that new person in your life, the focus is on them. What can I do for them?
Yes.
You know, how can I be part of them, right?
Right.
And then that's the same way the Lord wants us. He wants our focus on Him. We want to long for Him. You know,
yes.
We want to have that joy with Him and spend that time with Him. And we fail when we start thinking about ourselves and we start getting selfish, right? So when we're constantly in our own world and doing our own thing the way that we want it, we miss out on so much. We miss out on all that joy and all that kind of stuff, which He promises.
Yes, yes. So through the Word of God, He's going to we are going to be able to receive. We'll get confirmation. I don't know. I'm sure it's happened with you. It's happened to me so many times that if I've got an idea, a prompting that maybe the Lord wants me to take a certain action in my life or let go of something, and I get into a story or something that I'm reading in the Bible, wasn't thinking about what I had asked Him before, maybe a couple of days before, it's been on my heart the last couple of days, all of a sudden this story brings to an awareness exactly what I'm going through. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, okay, I'm just getting confirmation. Now, what I've got to tell you, one of the things that's really dangerous is me being the only one to decipher whether this is God or not.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah. That's...
Because our own self will actually create things to be able to say, this is what it is. You know, this is God. So for me, I use my wife because she's in the Word. She knows me. I said, hey, this is what I received from the Lord.
Yeah.
And, you know. So I get confirmation from her in the sense that I believe that could be from the Lord, you know?
Well, I think that's a great, great point. But we need a fellowship with other Christians, you know, because the way we view sometimes might be completely wrong.
Obscure,
right? Yeah. You need someone to, another Christian there to guide you. Say, hey, mm-hmm. you know, hey, maybe you haven't read this in the Bible. Here,
right.
go to this. And,
right.
you know, so to walk that path with other believers only strengthens your walk with the Lord.
Exactly. Which brings to the third point that I wanted to bring as far as how we hear from God. And that is through others that we fellowship with. Now, I'm going to tell you, yes, on occasion, I have had people who I haven't met that were strangers who said something to me that all of a sudden, in hindsight, I look back, they had to be an angel because of what they said, and it was like with what I was going through. Now, I can't confirm that. I don't know that. I do believe in angels because the Bible talks about angels and that they're here to help us, okay? And sometimes I need a lot of help. I don't know about anybody else, but...
So you're the other one, huh?
Yeah. See, that was good. So anyway, so really what it comes down to is that I can communicate with the Holy Spirit through prayer, through God's Word, through His Word, okay, I can receive, and through communication with other believers, right? What better way? And that's part of why you're part of a couple of men's ministries, okay, of being able to stay connected with people who are doing the same thing that you're going through and doing. You become like-minded. You get exhorted and encouraged, and you're able to exhort and encourage others as a result of it. There's something about when we gather together, men have a tendency of saying, I don't need that. I don't have time for that. And, you know, they don't drink beer. They don't watch football and all of this. You know, it's just like totally misperceived.
Yeah.
Okay, if you've never been in fellowship within the body of Christ with other men, you're missing out. There are men out there who love doing the same things that you do. If you love to mountain bike, there are men that love mountain biking. If you love to fish, there are men who love to fish and talk about the Word of God. There are men who like to go out and shoot guns, believe it or not. It's not a sin to shoot a gun, by the way, but I will tell you this, there are men who love to do that sort of thing, and you can join them, and then you can find yourself in fellowship with them.
Yeah.
So I'm just throwing that out there, and you may think, oh, I don't need that sort of thing. Well, the Bible reminds us that we are to be gathering together. As a matter of fact, it's one of the healing things that takes place. He says, I want you to gather together, pray together, reveal your sins to each other, and pray so that you may be healed. The prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. And as a result of that, we end up being healed. Others get encouraged. We become bonded together. And all of a sudden, it's like in the military. What branch of service are you?
I was Army.
Okay. So when you have a squad, you're with a group of other men, 8 to 10, right, or maybe 12, and you know each other because you've been going through stuff together, and you know each other's back. You got each other's back. You know how this guy, you know that I'll trip and fall if I go to the left rather than to the right, and you'll know that sort of thing, so you'll keep an eye on me. Or you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's that community, you know, and that trust. And that's what God wants for our lives. He wants us to have fellow members and fellow people in our lives that we can trust and rely on, and to call us out when we're doing something wrong, you know.
Right.
And
right.
Only someone that you trust is able to give you that that guidance, you know, that you're willing to accept and not shun.
Right. And these are not necessarily there's a lot of distortion out there in the world, brother, even within the body of Christ, where people think this is opportunity for me to be able to run somebody else's life. It's not about running somebody else's life. It's about pointing everybody toward Jesus.
Yep.
And if they're not pointing you toward Jesus, then I would question what it is that you're doing, okay? And plain and simple, when somebody starts saying, this is what I believe you need to do, and if you do it this way, this is how it needs to be kind of leery about that. But here's the point. I'm not saying that so that some of you who don't go there say, see, I just stay clear of men's stuff because I don't trust anybody. But we are to trust. We get somewhere along the line, we need to trust others so that we eventually will trust the Lord even more. Because when the trials come, and they will come, when the temptations come, because they will come, when the troubles come, because they will come, we know that we can seek and lean on the Lord, okay? And when we can trust in Him completely, and in doing so, it's going to make our life and those around us a little bit more manageable, maybe a little more joyful than they would otherwise, you know? Anyway, thoughts? Any closing thoughts, in a sense?
Closing.
Or anything about the Holy Spirit that we're talking about here, bro?
Well, just understanding that he's a helpmate for you. And never forget that, you know? Through prayer, fellowship, these are all things that God's given us to feel like we're in a community, and to give you hope and to give you joy in your life, which He wants you to experience.
yeah. Okay, one of the things John 10, I want to go to verse 4 here. I just want to bring this up here. Okay, let's see here. Actually, let's do it in verse 2. But he who enters by the doors is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow, for they know his voice. You know, when we get to know his voice, all of a sudden that becomes a really good thing, because this prompting and everything, things that take place, and this is a topic for another time, that sometimes we can be deceived from that is the Lord's voice that I hear. And we can be deceived because the enemy can make it sound like it's the Lord, okay? That's why we need the fellowship. That's why we need others in our lives that we trust, that we can run by them. These are certain things that I've been praying for, and this is what I've heard. Now, you get opportunity to be able to ask them to pray about it and ask what they believe. But knowing his voice is really what it comes down to. We're sheep.
Yeah, and how do you know his voice? It's in your Bible. He tells you exactly what he wants.
Yes.
So
yes.
Just get into the Word and get into community with other Christians.
And don't stop praying, because those are all those things together, combined together. When you do gather together, that's what's going to take place, you know. And that's where it talks about in Ephesians, where it talks about that the men gather together, they reveal their sins with each other, because we're all sinners, okay? We reveal our sins, and it may not be the sins that have been unforgiven. The likelihood is that they've been ones that have been forgiven, but you share that with others because you're testifying to somebody else, that this is the sins that I've had in the past. And God has forgiven me as a result of it. And then when you pray together, okay, and then there'll be a healing. He says, you will be healed. And then the prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. It's so important to know that God created us not for a specific purpose, to praise him for eternity, okay? But in the meantime, we're on this earth. This is a short-term deal that we're here. Man, this is just like the training ground for what is going to be taking place.
Blink of an eye.
But what ends up taking place here is we get opportunity to also to be able to recruit, to be able to bring others into the fold, into expanding God's kingdom. And that's part of what he says, go and make disciples of all men, of all nations. Yep. So all men in our lives are people who come into our life, in our path, you know. Yep. These are our neighbors. These are the ones that we need to not necessarily grab a Bible and hit them upside the head with it and say, you need to read this. This is yours. No. Sometimes it's about you being and acting like Jesus, because that's what you're called to do.
Yeah.
Be a reflection of him. And as a result of that, others are going to see something. Okay? And when they start to see something, that's when they're going to all of a sudden desire, maybe at one time or another, to come up to you and ask you, how did you get where you're at? You seem like you're just an odd duck, but there's something good about it. Can you help me out with that? That's the opportunity, man. And God will give those opportunities.
That's why God created us all different. Because we all can reach somebody that somebody else can't.
Amen. So. Amen. We need each other. Well, bro, nice job. So as we come to a close here, would you pray for our brothers who are listening?
Absolutely. Lord, just thank you for this opportunity to fellowship here with all these men in the world. Give them the strength and the power to get into the prayer life with you, get into the community of other Christians. To let them actually understand and to feel the Holy Spirit.
Amen.